John, chapter 21. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, Sea of Galilee, and in this way he showed himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, the twin, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will also go with you." They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning had now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, "Children, have you any meat?" They answered him, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find a catch." They therefore cast the net, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he wrapped his fisher's coat around him, because he was naked, and jumped into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, because they were not far from land, but as it were about 200 cubits, about 300 feet, or 91.4 meters, dragging the net with the fish. As soon then as they had come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring of the fish which you have now caught." Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of large fish, 153. And here were so many, the net was still not broken. Jesus said to them, "Come and dine." And none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then came and took bread and gave it to them, and fish. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he had risen from the dead. And they had dined. Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you can ow that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again the second time, "Simon, son of Jonas, do I love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you clothed yourself and walked wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you shall stretch forth your hands, and another shall lead you and carry you where you do not want to go." This he spoke, signifying by what death he shall glorify God. And when he had spoken This, he said to him, follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeing the disciple, he whom Jesus loved following, who also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, who is he? Who betrays you? Peter, seeing high, M, said to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus said to him, if I will that he stays until I come, what is at to you? You follow me. Then this saying went abroad among the brothers, that that disciple would not die. But Jesus did not say to him, he shall not die, but if I will that he stays until I come, what is that to you? This is the disciple who testifies of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things, Jesus did, which if every one of them should be written, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Let it be.